Now, this section, I want to raise that.
这区有没有, 需要介绍的?
Okay.
Yeah. From Syracuse, New York City, New York State. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this big section behind me. Anyone?
Yeah. You shall.
Hi, my name is Ray. 我的名字叫 Ray. I'm currently in the training right now. 我现在在全世界。
训练
My first year 我在第一年 现在我在 冬天的 break 刚刚 winter break
Amen
What you say it's
so happy to be with brother
Amen
Praise to you Okay Now Brother and sister This is really good news Listen Now the first announcement I have Is By the end of this month Of January We have two babies delivered in London.
Right? 是大好的消息，我们今年一月份呢，已经有两个新生的婴儿了。
Amen. Now, amen. Now, the first one is Sister Li Miao delivered a baby girl 3 weeks ago.
Amen. 李妙姊妹三个星期前 Yeah, Guo Hong.
Where are you?
Guo Hong, Li Miao.
Baby girl. Now, the second one is last night, Sister Feng Jing from Berkeley High Small Group 2 delivered a baby boy.
Hallelujah. 冯静姊妹是Brookie Heights二小牌的，这个昨天晚上一个男孩。Hallelujah！Look,
our church is very fruitful and productive. And spiritually, brothers and sisters, we need to be productive, fruitful, very spiritual babies, baby boys and baby girls.
是我们的教会是非常的这个多结果子，非常的有这个生产如愿之福，感谢主。那我们在这个属灵的一方面，我们也要这样。Amen,
praise the Lord. Now, listen. Starting from the next Lord's Day, we will make a meeting rotation. Meeting rotation. Listen. Meeting rotation. Now, District A. We'll move to the Hall of Fellowship. Hall of Fellowship. That glass door. That is called Hall of Fellowship. Amen?
A区从下个主日开始轮换了以后呢，A区到那个 那个玻璃的那个围的里面叫做 fellowship 厅，就是交通厅。
Amen.
交通厅。
Now listen, now District B will move to the Hall of Agape.
对，是这个B区就到这里，这里叫做 Agape， 那就是爱 ，Agape 就是爱，就是神的爱，不是一般的爱，是神的爱。
Amen. Okay. Now, District C. We'll move to the Hall of Grace another time.
Amen. 那西区呢，就到隔壁那个叫恩典厅。
Amen. Is it clear? next week we'll move. We'll do rotation. Now the third announcement is for the coming. There is a college conference. I want to reiterate. College conference. The registration is due this coming Saturday. Now. Registration means you have to register you and also pay the fee. Amen.
Amen. 那那个 college conference 呢，就是这个要来的周六就截止报名了。那这个报名的意思是说，你不但要报名，而且要付费。
Now pay, give your registration form and pay your fee to Brother Shepherd.
那就是 Brother Shepherd 负责这件事情，让他报名。
Now the fourth item, brothers and sisters, we have a schedule, young people home meeting for February the 28th.
二月二十八号呢，有一个young people 的家庭聚会。
Because of this, the young people's parents will have a fellowship in the hall of fellowship during the lunchtime today.
好，今天的午餐时间呢，这young people 的家长请到那个交通厅去交通。
Now.The next item is for the coming Tuesday, we have a corporate, corporate prayer meeting here at the meeting hall.
下周二是集中的祷告聚会，在这里会所。
Okay. Any other announcement?
还有没有其他的交通？
要来的就是这个星期六，二月七号晚上六点半。儿童服侍者的 coordinators 跟你的 family 我们有一起的香调跟交通，地点是在我们家，请借你的 email 跟微信的这个通知，具体的地址六点半 coordinators in your family.
Okay, it's for young people. For the children's service. Okay. For children's service coordinator and family, please go to Sister Yan. Brother Minjin's house. This coming,
Saturday,
6:30 p.m. on February 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. 上周
有
一个消息，就是我们的饭食哈。Okay. 就是说希望大家聚会完以后，就直接到那个饭食去拿饭，不要等到就是交通的话，最好就是说你拿了饭以后再下来交通。对，这样的话我们减少我们饭食不适的一个时间，因为很多时候就是说就不适的人在等着，等着你去拿，所以希望你们就是说完了以后就马上去拿饭，然后再回来交通。
Amen. Okay, amen. The food service coordinators have announcement that after the Lord's Day meeting.The fellowship meeting, immediately go and pick up your lunch. If you have other fellowship, please do so after picking up the lunch.
Amen.
And also, we have a sister baptized last Lord's Day, I hope. Sister Li, Ai Li.
Any other announcement?
Amen.On February 8th, this coming Saturday night, Sunday night, from 5:30 to 8:30, we will have the District B Service Fellowship in this meeting hall.
Amen.
就是二月八号，也就是要来的周日晚上五点半到八点半，我们会有 B 区的服侍交通，地点是在这个会所。
Amen.
关于那个不是饭食，就是说。聚完会之后，请弟兄姊妹无论如何，你一定要先去拿饭，再交通，不然的话会有两个情形出现。一个呢，就是因为你不来，所以呢，弟兄不是的弟兄姊妹就把饭打给那些吃完第一盘回去吃第二盘，所以呢，情形就造成你等到你交通完之后再回去的时候已经没有饭了。另外一个就是弟兄姊妹把饭给你留下来。可是呢，你又没有来吃，那这些饭又造成了服侍者另外一个情形，就是要处理这些剩下来的饭。所以呢，为了我们能够这个饭食能够弟兄姊妹，而且不要增加这些服侍的弟兄姊妹，他们已经很辛苦了，从昨天就开始准备今天的饭食，还要等到洗碗碗盘之后才能够离开。那另外一点就是。弟兄姊妹呢，每一次爱宴或者主日的时候，你带来了你的锅碗瓢盆，现在呢变成了我们很大的负担，就是你不
不领回去你的锅碗瓢盆的时候，弟兄姊妹就要必须要把它放到储藏室，然后储藏室就越存越多。那当然知道说主赐给你很多的富余，有很多的锅碗瓢盆，但是呢，我们还是希望你能够把你的锅碗瓢盆每一个主日使用完之后就把它带回去。
Amen. It reiterates the food service. If you don't go to the pick up your lunch on time, and after so after fellowship, and then the food may be served to other people, and also if they do hold it for you, it may be get cold, and if you forget to come, and they need to. To handle it later. So that's really some kind of burden to the food service saints. So please be considerate. And also, if you serve the food and bring your own pot, container, please take it back because we are accumulating a lot of such containers, and please take them back to you.
Amen.
Any other announcement?
书房有新书，那大家请小白负责递东西拿。一个是是下一次的，不是下一周哈、啊。我们这个《神经圣言》出埃及记的结晶读经啊，那从下礼拜两个礼拜后才开始。那请小白跟大家记得拿，因为我们今天很高兴会派来我们在一起。那另外还有一个是我们 church 共同追求的书。从人的堕落看神的救法，那中英文都有，那也是子来那边在请小孩丢里面负责拿，那个是我们一年这个共同追求里面的三本书的其中一本。
Amen. Amen. No, 我来翻译。Yeah. The book room announcement is that the next booklet for the morning revival, which is the crystallization of Exodus has already come. It's not for next week, but for the week after we finish this one. And there's also some booklets for the pursuing of it. Seeing God's way of salvation in man's fall. So that's the pursuing for this year, one of the three books, right? Yeah. So please, responsible saints in your small groups, please go and pick it up.
Amen. Any other announcement? Any other announcement? Okay. So if no announcement, today we'll first start with our financial report, and followed by the introduction, the first aid. Then we'll pursue the morning revival, week number 4. And we will go follow that with the church suggested common practice, the church wide goal, and then conclusion.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
announce
to you the financial report for December 2014.
2014年12月的财务报告.
Our total income is $58,932.71.
总共的收入是58,932.71.
Our expense breaking down into six categories. The first one is meal and kitchen supply.
支出是分为六大类。第一类是食物、饭食和这个厨房的这个用具。
The total is $2,500.
总数是2,500元。
And for conference and travel, our expense is $1,740.40.
For 会议和旅行是1,740.40.
Everything under fellowship unto gospel, the total expense is $7,943.06.
在这个关于福音的交通。这一项下是7,943.06。
All furniture, appliance, and equipment is $770.47.
家具那个电器设备等是770.47.
Building related, including utility and maintenance, the total cost is $17,241.39.
是关跟这个会所有关的是水电费和维修是$17,241.49。
Amen. And all other operating costs is $284.43.
所有其他的费用是284.43.
So our total expense in December is $30,479.75.
所以总支出是$30,479.75.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have a surplus of
$28,452.96.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, sister, you remember in the past few months, we always have deficit. And praise the Lord. I think of brother, sister, you remember this.
Amen. 在过去的几个月，我们一直是有亏，有赤字，对。
Amen.
这个感谢主，这个弟兄姊妹能记得去年这件事。
And actually, after I announced the report, we have deficits. Several saints come to me and express their care about this matter. And so I was really touched. You know, as they prove, brothers, sisters, you really have a burden for the church. And also, it proves, you know, this month we see, brothers, sisters, you really remember this before the Lord.
明白是当那个上几个月的这个交通之后，有很多的弟兄姊妹呢来找这个科仪弟兄来表达这个关心，所以正是证明了我们弟兄姊妹还是把这个心放在教会里。那这个这一周的这个总的这个奉献也是证明了这一点。
And but partially, I believe, you know, every year at the end, brothers and sisters do, you know, have more of offering for the church, according to our past experience. I believe, you know, we because at the end of the year, we probably seek before the Lord. We have some surplus ourselves, so we give this to the Lord.
所以通常的根据以往的经验呢，是到了年底以后呢，大家可能会发现那个主的恩典呢，我们有一些盈余，所以就会有更多的奉献。
However, I would like to remind all the saints, including myself, we need to practice this offering actually every week. Not just at the end of the year.
Amen. 所以，但是呢，我们还是要操练，也是这是给我们提醒，要每一周操练来奉献，而不是要等到年底。
So, Brother Liu Sen said this year, we need to be very fruitful, right? Not only we have the physical baby, we need to have also have a spiritual baby, but also we need to be fruitful as our offering to the Lord.
Amen. 所以就像刘森弟兄说的，我们不光是在物质上，我们这个要有这个 baby， 我们在属灵上也要有，然后我们在奉献上也要有。
Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Pearl. Sister Pearl will give us an introduction of our first aid and related information.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi. First, I'm going to speak in English, followed by Chinese. So, we all know we need a first aid kit for the emergency situation. So, everything is ready. It's on the dining serving room. Yeah.
有没有serving ones? We have a microphone somewhere.
The first thing is that the first aid kit is in the dining serving, food serving Oh, it's the
on the
wall. On the wall.
You can see the first aid the sign over there, and I'm already supplying most of stuff there. If you need more things, you can always come to me and we can talk, and we can just keep putting more stuff there. The second thing, talk about the medical consent authorization. This is something like I always have the burden to do this for the emergency situation. And I'm a registered nurse for 8 years, and I have a deal with all the my patient has this severe allergy and also the severe activity and also.
Hello?
Yeah.
I always have a burden to start the medical consent authorization for all the emergency situation. I'm a registered nurse for 8 years, and my patient has all kinds of severe allergy and seizure disorders, and asthma and diabetes. So I know all those situations, how to deal with this situation. We have a lunch circle here, we have a nurses, and we also have like a children's service with the snacks. If we can do something like a do this record and to do the two purposes. The first one is for prevention, and the second one is for offering the appropriate treatment during the emergency situation. So the first during the prevention, if we know we have a certain food allergy over here, we can just tell also serve one, don't bring that kind of food over here like peanuts or eggs or something. And also doing the offering the appropriate treatment. If the parents give us the permit to give like Benadryl or EpiPen, and the situation like like a patient has an allergic reaction, I can just offer those kind of treatment. Or if you don't feel like to, you don't need to come over. This is just for your I can help for those situation. And also diabetes or asthma or like seizure activities. So anything you have a question, you can always come to me after meeting. And the first aid is on the dining serving room over there. It's like on the wall. If you have any question, you can always come to me. And okay, now I speak Chinese. 弟兄姊妹大家好。我们现在有那个first aid 就是紧急箱是在那个dining room 在 serving 的地方，然后你可以看到在墙壁上有一个大的 sign 是 first aid 的，里面有很多的 supply。如果大家觉得有更多需要的 medical supply， 可以跟我讲，我们可以继续再买。我是一个registered nurse， 就是护士8年的经验。我的病人有很严重的过敏，也有气喘、糖尿病，还有痉挛各种现象都有，所以我有很多这方面经验。我一直有一个负担，希望在我们 church 可以建立一个档案，然后就是专门是for church用的，所以都是 confidential 的。希望父母，尤其是父母这些孩子，因为我们这边两个目的，一个目的是为了预防，另外一个目的就是希望在紧急状况时候，我们可以有最好的照顾。那如果说你们有任何的问题可以过来，我们可以好好讨论这些问题。那 prevention 的情况下就是预防状况，因为我们在哀宴啊，还有办事服饰，还有孩子们上课有点心，那如果我们可以知道有些小孩子有什么食物的过敏，我们可以尽量不要去搭，不要带那些食物。那如果说像最好的处置的时候，如果当事情发生的时候，如果你们可以填这些表格的话，可以让我知道，我可以在这个最好的情况下给他一些什么样的药物或是什么样的方法，可以节省时间，不然就要送他们到急诊室。那如果说有任何问题的话，你们可以来找我，因为我们会后的话，我们可以好好谈一谈，看看你们有什么需要帮忙的，然后可以跟我谈。然后谢谢大家。
Thanks.
补充一点哈，姊妹有这个负担帮我们有这样的预备，那我想可不可以请这个儿童服饰的 coordinators 请你们至少请这个儿童家长我想最好连青少年家长也能够把你们的孩子们，如果你知道你最好是知道了你的孩子对哪些食物或者是任何东西有过敏的状况，请你们呢，这个把这个资料呢交给这个你们这一组的这个召集人，然后请这一组的召集人呢交给我们的姊妹，这样的话我们能够建立起来一个比较完整的档案。那这样的话呢，我们也可以通知这些拜食服饰的弟兄姊妹呢，有哪些避免使用哪些容易引起过敏的东西。我想我们现在主祝福我们的人数也增加了，那我们在这些方面呢需要这个也要多注意，不希望有任何弟兄姊妹的孩子或者是弟兄姊妹因为过敏的状况然后疏忽而引起过敏的情况，然后甚至呢有的时候这个来不及就是说这个延误了他们的这个救治所以呢我们就希望说弟兄姊妹我们能够有一个新的概念，这个我们希望我们的孩子们我们的下一代都能够在一个很安全的状况之下享受教会生活。
I think we're a sister encourage for those of children certain ones and young people certain ones to collect those allergic and then those medical conditions and then bring and fellowship with Sister Pearl so that she can set up a confidential and complete database and documentation to protect those children and young people. Now, this is especially important for those food serving ones to avoid any emergency or allergic or medical conditions coming from here. Is it clear, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Now, brothers and sisters, let's move on to the week 4 of the morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come to a wonderful message this week.
Amen.
I'd like to start off by asking all the brothers and sisters, where are you this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We are in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I'd like to start off with this verse in Hebrews 2:9. It says, "We see Jesus."
Amen.
希伯来书二章九节，我们看见耶稣。
Amen.
And He is the one who's been crowned with glory and honor.
Amen.
他是被加以荣耀和冠冕的一位。
Amen.
My burden from the beginning is to let the saints know that we need to see Jesus.
Amen.
今天早晨的负担就是带领众圣徒，我们需要看见耶稣。
Amen.
If you see where the Lord is today, this will affect your Christian life.
Amen.
如果你今天看见主在哪里，就会影响你一生的基督徒生活。
Amen.
So the only way to see Him is through the verses. So let us read some scripture.
看见他的路就是要借着他的话，所以我们来读一些的经节。
But I hope the way we read it is not just like reading a book, but I hope when we read it, we can read it in the way of declaration and exaltation.
Amen.
我们读这些经节不要像只是读书一样，我们读这些经节要把我们的全人投入在里面。
Amen.
Because the title of this message is Christ inaugurated, exalted, and enthroned.
Amen.
To execute God's universal administration.
Amen.
这一篇的题目是基督就职被高举并登宝座，借着他的身体执行宇宙神宇宙的行政，并完成神新约的经文。
So this the first three points: inaugurated, exalted, and enthroned.
Amen.
第一点，在他的升天里就职被高举并登宝座。
Amen.
You know when the United States of America elects its president, he or she, when they are inaugurated, that is a big deal.
在美国当总统被选举就职的时候，这是一件非常重要的事。
They make headlines in all the newspapers.
成为所有报纸的头条。
And there's a declaration that's being made not to the citizens, not only to the citizens of this country, but the entire world.
而且有一个宣告向全世界发出。
Like if Peter was going to be the president of the U.S. one day, we wouldn't say, hey guys, Peter is the president of the United States. No, we would say, Peter Hahn is the president of the United States of America!
如果有一天 Peter 当了总统，我们不会只是平平白白的去讲述这件事，而是我们要大声的宣告，我们的 Peter 弟兄当了总统。
So in the same way, when we approach these verses, we need to realize that Christ has been exalted.
所以当我们读这些经节的时候，我们要意识到，基督已经被高举。
He has been inaugurated, and He is enthroned.
已经登了宝座，他已经就职。
Okay, so the first set of verses is Acts 2:33-36. That's in day one.
周一的经节，行传二章三十三节、三十六节。
Maybe we can do it this way. Let's take turns reading between English and in Chinese. How about we start with English, and when the English-speaking saints you read it, the Chinese-speaking saints we need to respond with a strong Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Vice versa. Then the Chinese-speaking saints you can read it, and the English-speaking saints we can respond with Amen.
Amen.
我们来这样操练。我们英文的圣徒跟中文的圣徒轮流来读，由英文的圣徒先开始读，英文圣徒读完之后，中文的圣徒要以 Amen 来加强，百分之一人。
Okay, Acts 2:33.
Amen. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, He has poured out this which you both see and hear.
Amen.
中文。
他必被高举在神的右边，
同
父领受了所应许的圣灵，把你们所看见、所听见的交换下来。
Amen. Okay, verse 36, English.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this whom you have crucified.
Amen. Okay, the next verse you have to find in your Bible, it's not in the book, Acts 5:31.
行传五章三十一节。
Amen. Acts 5:31. Ready? English.
This one God has exalted to his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
这一位神已将他
高举在自己的右边做元首做救主将悔改和赦罪赐给以色列人。
Amen. Next set of verses, Philippians 2:9-11, this is day 2. How about Chinese? You can begin first. 中文是。
就像被自己顺从至死，且死在十字架上，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，让天上的、地上的和地底下的，在耶稣的名里，万膝都要跪拜。
Amen. English.
And he came in fashion as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death.And at the death of a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
Amen. Amen. Finally, Hebrews 12:2, day 3.
周三希伯来书十二章二节。
何况我们的依据耶稣，就是我们信心的创始者与神功德。他为他摆在前面的喜乐，就心甘受辱，忍受了十字架，便坐在神宝座的右边。
English.
Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this morning we have to see Jesus.
Amen.
We need to look away to Jesus.
Amen.
This one who has been enthroned,
Amen.
Inaugurated, and exalted.
弟兄姊妹们，今天早晨我们要看见基督，我们要望断以及于基督，这个登宝座被高举并已就职的一位。
In the first Roman numeral, we see that in the matter of inauguration, this means that the Lord now has been inaugurated into these offices.
Amen. 是在这个第一大典里面看到升基督在他升天里就职，已经高举。Amen.
And these come from the verses that we just read. So in letter A, I'm going to read some of these offices, and after I read, you say Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is now Lord of all.
Amen.
He is the Christ.
Amen.
The leader and Savior.
Amen.
The ruler of the kings of the earth.
Amen.
The head of the church.
Amen.
The minister.
Amen.
And the high priest.
Amen.
In Chinese. Amen.
万人的主。
Amen.
基督。
Amen.
元首和救主。
Amen.
地上的君王。
元首。
Amen.
教会的元首。
Amen.
人士。
Amen.
大祭司。
Amen.
You know, at the Thanksgiving conference in San Antonio, when Brother Menor was sharing this, his entire burden was just to declare these points and to ask the saints to respond with the Amen.
Amen.
当弟兄在这个特会里边讲到这一点的时候，他的负担就是把这些宣读出来，然后叫圣徒们以 Amen 来回应他。
Amen.
We need to see where the Lord is.
Amen.
要看见我们的主在哪里。
Amen.
And we need to realize that this is a man.
Amen.
我们需要意识到这是一个人。
Amen.
Jesus Christ was a man.
Amen.
耶稣基督乃是一个人。
He was both God and man.
他同时又是神又是人。
Amen.
As God, he was already Lord, but because he was a man, he had to go through a process.
就着神一面来说，他已经是主，但是就着人一面来说，他必须要经过一个过程。
And by going through such a process now, as the God-man, he is now inaugurated, exalted, and enthroned.
Amen.
经过这个过程之后，他成为一个神人，是一个被高举的登宝座的神人。
Amen.
And when we see this one, we need to be filled with praises.
Amen.
我们看见这一位的时候，我们需要被赞美充满。
Amen.
Because this will uplift your view of where you are today.
Amen.
因为这会提高我们的意向，把我们带到一个新的境界。
This will uplift your view on where the church is today.
Amen.
提高我们对于教会的意向。
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are not in this pitiful situation on the earth.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不是在地上处于一个可怜的光景中。
We are one with Christ in the
Heavenly.
We see that all things are now under His feet.
所有的东西，一切都是在他的脚下。
The Lord subjected all things under His feet.
主已经降服了一切在他的脚下。
And gave Him to be head over all things to the church.
教会做了万有的头。
That means as the church, we are also over all things.
这意味着作为基督教会，我们也是也在万有。
Amen.
So this can be applied to our daily living.
Amen.
I'll just share a little testimony I have. A few Fridays ago, probably a few months ago, it was a difficult situation. Some death set in. I don't remember what happened, but I just remember Esther and I, we were feeling dead, and we knew that it was time to go to the meeting, but you know, Benjamin was acting up and he didn't get a good nap. He was crying, complaining, and oh, we were just in a very pitiful state.
我做一个简短的见证。几个月的之前，我和我的一家都感觉到里面发死。我们知道我们到了时间该去聚会，但是我们的小孩在那里哭闹，然后我们又受到拦阻，我们都感觉非常的发死，并且处于一个可怜的光景中。
So hourly, emotionally, we didn't want to go. We could just tell the saints, "Oh, I feel sick. I can't go today." But as I was in the car, I just remembered that we could praise the Lord.
Amen.
在我们的感觉里，我们是下沉的。我们可以说跟圣徒请假说我们今天不想去了。但当我在开车的时候，我里面突然想起说，我们可以赞美主。
Amen. We can praise the Lord not because I'm victorious. We can praise the Lord because He is worthy of our praise.
我们赞美主并不是因为我们自己的得胜，我们赞美主是因为主值得我们的赞美。
We praise the Lord because He has won the victory.
赞美主，他是得胜的一位。
We praise Him as the exalted one.
赞美他，他是升天的一位。
We praise Him as the one who has the highest office in the universe.
赞美他，他是有至高权柄的一位。
And as I was sitting in my car praising the Lord.
我在开车同时赞美他的时候
，My spirit was uplifted. I got out of that death situation. I was freed and released. And I joined my fellow brothers and sisters to enjoy the Lord. Brothers and sisters, don't believe the lies of the enemy. Sometimes in our situation and environment, he wants to attack you. He wants to spread death.
仇敌要散布死亡。
But we need to stand with this heavenly fact.
但是我们要以这个天上的这个丰富站在一起。
We need to realize that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们要看见耶稣基督是主。
We need to give Him the sacrifice of our praises.
我们要把我们的奉献赐给献给他作为我们的赞美，赞美的祭献给他。
And this message is a very practical application. That is to call on the name of the Lord.
这是一个非常实际的操练，就是呼求我们主的名。
That is the easiest way to get out of our situation.
When we call
Lord Jesus, paying attention to His name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣
Before Jesus is this word, Lord.
耶稣这个名字之前是主
Sometimes we need to emphasize Lord.
要强调主
But we can call Lord Jesus.
呼求主耶稣
We can declare Jesus is Lord.
要宣告耶稣是主
Brothers and sisters, this needs our practice.Whenever you feel dead or dry or empty, just cry out, Lord Jesus!
要枯干乏死下沉的时候，我们要呼求，哦，主耶稣！
You will be saved from your situation.
你会从你的环境中得救。
Amen. Okay, because of time, I need to move on. In Roman numeral 2, we say that Christ's work of propagation is in ascension.
第二大点，基督繁殖的工作是在他的升天里。
Amen. We say that as the Lord is spreading, He desires His increase. And in the book of Acts, we see that the disciples were sent out to propagate. But this propagation was done in ascension.
Amen.
当基督在扩展的时候，他寻求他的坟增。我们看到使徒行传，使徒被差派出去，乃是为着扩展，但这扩展乃是在升天里的。
So today, as the church, we are in ascension, and our work of propagation must also be in ascension.
今天我们作为教会乃是在升天里，我们的扩展也应该是要在升天里。
Amen. Okay. I want to move on to Roman numeral 3 because really burdened for this Roman numeral as well. Let's read that together.Roman numeral 3.
The ascended Christ executes God's universal administration and carried out God's heavenly body through His body.
Amen.
升天的基督执行神宇宙的
行政，并完成神新约的经纶，乃是借着他的身体。
Amen. So as I mentioned before, the Lord Jesus Christ as the head of the body.He is the one who is now resurrected and ascended.
就像我前面说过的，我们的主是身体的头，他是复活并且升天的一位。
And we as the body, we are joined to him as the head.
我们作为身体乃是要连于这一个头。
So all that Christ has obtained and attained is actually to the church.
所以基督所领受的一切全都在教会里。
This is for the church.
也是为着教会。
So his subjecting power, actually no, sorry, starting from his resurrecting power, his ascending power, his subjecting power, and heading up power, it is all, this fourfold power is to the church.
所以这四重的大能，复活的大能，升天的大能， 归附于他的大能和那里头的大能都是为着他的教会。
And so in practicality, how can the body cooperate with the head today?
所以在在我们的实行中，他的身体今天如何才能配合这一位头？
Brothers and sisters, it's to pray.
弟兄姊妹们呢，是借着祷告。
Do you realize that the Lord now is now carrying out His heavenly ministry?
我们是否有看见主今天正在执行他宇宙的经纶？
And this heavenly ministry started 2,000 years ago, and it's being carried out even today.
这一份执事开始于2000年之前，到今天一直延续着。
Many Christians focus a lot on his earthly ministry, but that was only 33 and a half years.
许多的圣徒注意他在地上的执事，但是那一段时期只有33年半。
But today we need to realize we have a part in his heavenly ministry.
那我们今天要注意到，我们有份于他属天行政的经纶。
And if the saints do not pray, then the Lord cannot move.
如果我们今天不祷告，主在地上就无法行动。
So we need to come together to pray as the church.
我们需要在一起作为教会来祷告。
And we need to pray as individuals.
我们需要作为个人来祷告。
We need to pray with our vital companions.
我们需要与我们的活力同伴一同祷告。
We need to pray so the Lord can carry out His heavenly administration.
我们需要祷告，所以主才能执行他的经纶。
But I'm also burdened that we not just have an increase in our numbers of the prayer meeting.
但是我有一个负担，是我们不仅要增加我们祷告聚会的人数。
But even that our prayers would improve.
甚至我们的祷告的内容也要被提高。
We cannot pray in a poor way, in a begging way.
我们不能带着一个乞求可怜的光景去求。
Oftentimes when we pray as in a way as we're in on the earth, looking up, begging the Lord to do something.
很多的时候我们的祷告乃是在地上，好像祈求主为我们做点什么。
But if you have the vision of the Christ in His ascension, you realize that the church is now one with Him in the heavenlies.
如果你有基督升天的意象，你要看到教会今天是在升天里与基督是一。
So we pray from the heavens to the earth.
所以我们乃是从天上向地上去祷告。
So our prayers are from ascension.
所以我们的祷告乃是从升天里来的。
Don't pray from your low, pitiful situation.
不要以你的不要以我们自己可怜的光景 来祷告。
But pray from the standpoint of the resurrected and ascended Christ who has won the victory.
乃是要在这位得胜升天并且已经得荣耀的基督那里的地位上来祷告。
Okay, to conclude, I just want to read this short portion from the Prayer of the Age. And this is from Brother Lee. And then as I'll just read one sentence and the Brother Shenshi will translate so that we could hear both in English and Chinese. In these days, we need to learn to pray by claiming what the Lord has obtained.
在今天我们要学习by claiming what the Lord has made. 宣告我们要学习宣告主已经做成的。
Amen. We also need to learn how to exercise what the Lord has attained, because the Lord has not only attained to the highest extent, He has also attained to the highest heights.
Amen. 我们要操练，我们要学习操练，
就是说不仅是就是做成，更是就是说达到的。
明白。
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Suppose, for example, that you become ill.
假设举例子说你假设你病了。
If you have the vision of what the Lord has obtained and attained, when you are in this situation, you will pray.Lord, you are the transcendent one.
如果你有这样的意象，主所达到的，做成的是什么？我们就会在这个情形里祷告，主啊，你乃是超越的一位。
You have been exalted to the heavens of heavens.
你已经升天进入to the heaven of heavens. 就是说诸天上
Amen Lord we are your body
我们是你的身体
We are sitting with you in the heavenly
我们与你一同坐在诸天界里
All things have been subjected under your feet
万有都伏在你的脚下
And therefore all things are also under our feet
所以万有也在我们的脚下
This little sickness is included in all things
这个小小的病也是在万有中的一样
So this little sickness also must be under my feet
这个小小的病痛也是在我的脚下
I am now transcended with you
我是与你一同的超越 Amen
Do you see the difference between this kind of prayer and the way that in which we generally pray?
你有没有看见这样的祷告跟我们平时的祷告有什么不同
Nearly every time we become sick we go to the Lord and beg Lord heal me
差不多每一次我们到病的时候我们就向主那里去求讨主啊求你医治我
Lord be merciful to me Lord be gracious to me
主啊、哦、向我施怜悯向我施恩典
This is to pray like a beggar.
就像乞丐一样的祷告。
If we have a vision that we are the body of the head, and that the head has ascended to the heavens and now is transcended, we will take the ground and claim that the Lord has attained.
如果我们看见这样的意象，我们乃是头的身体，这个头已经升天在诸天界里，而且如今是超越的一位，我们就会站在这样的地位上，而且宣告主已经达到了。Amen.
We will simply claim, proclaim, and declare to this sickness.
我们就会向我们的疾病来宣告。
Do not trouble me. You are under my feet.
不要再打扰我，你乃是在我的脚下。
We can deal with sins, weakness, and worldliness in the same way.
同样的办法，我们就可以来对付我们的罪，我们的这个世界。Amen.
Amen. We should not deal with these things like a beggar.
我们不应该好像乞丐一样的来对付这样的事物。
We can tell all these negative things, do not bother me. Go to the lake of fire.
Amen.
我们要向这样的消极的事物来宣告，不要来搅扰我，去火湖里吧。
Amen. I am transcended. You cannot touch me.
我乃是超越的，你们都不能摸着我。
Amen. You are under my feet.
你们在我的脚下。
Whenever the devil hears this kind of prayer, he runs away.
什么时候那个魔鬼听到这样的祷告，他就逃跑了。
We should simply declare who we are and where we are.
要简单的来宣告我们是谁，我们在哪里。
We are in the body. The body is in the head, and the head is transcendent.
我们在身体里，身体乃是在头里。然后这位元首乃是超越的一位。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, may we see this glorious vision.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，愿我们都看见这样的异象。
Amen.
That we are one with the resurrected and ascended Christ.
Amen.
与复活并且升天的基督是一。
Amen. We are members in the body.
我们是头啊，我们是身体中的肢体。
The body is joined to the head.
我们身体是连于这个头的。
Amen. And may we cooperate with the Lord this year to offer up our prayers.
Amen.
愿今天我们借着祷告与我们这一位主配合。
But these prayers will need to be the transcendent and the transcendent prayer.
这
些祷告乃是要超越的祷告。
So that when we pray, the enemy will flee.
当我们祷告的时候，仇敌就会逃跑。
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, this is a very rich and encouraging message. And I'm calling upon you in the name of the Spirit with His anointing. If you have enjoyment with this week's morning revival, please stand up. And then give your prophesy. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So like the analogy that Shepherd said, our Christ is like the president of this universe, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
那种像刚刚 Shepherd 所分享的，我们的主啊，乃是整个宇宙的总统。
So as such, we have this prayer in Matthew saying, Lord, your will be done, your name be exalted, but also your kingdom come.
Amen. 所以在马太福音里面，我们就有这样的祷告。
So today, how does the Lord's kingdom come on the earth?
Amen. 所以今天主的这个国度怎样来到这个地上呢？
That means his authority and his throne needs to be set up on the earth.
所以他的这个权柄的宝座是要在地上被建立起来。
Now, are we the ones on the throne?
我们是在宝座上吗？
No, right?
我们不是。
Do we have any authority on the earth?
我们有这个权柄吗？在地上？
No.
不，我们没有权柄。
But the authority and the throne is in the heavenlies.
但是这个权柄跟这个宝座乃是在这个天上。
So today when we praise the Lord, your kingdom come.
当我们祷告说主啊，你的大愿，你的国度来临。
We as the entire church, as the body, we join ourselves to the Lord in the heavenly.
我们就作为这个教会，作为他的身体，乃是将我们自己连于这个天上。
So we proclaim Christ is victor.
然后我们就宣告说，主乃是得胜的一位。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
He has accomplished everything on the cross.
他在十字架上已经成就了一切。
And as such, we don't need to do anything today.
今天我们并不需要做任何的事情。
That's why the Lord doesn't say you should pray in this way.Lord, we're going to do extra hard this week. We're going to work as best as we can to fulfill your authority on the earth.
Amen.
主没有这样教我们祷告，说主啊，这个我们要这一周我们要超越我们自己啊，要做我们的做到我们最好，将你的国度带到地上。
We just proclaim your kingdom come.
我们就宣告说愿你的国来临。
And we say Amen.
Amen.
So our daily living bring the Lord's kingdom on the earth. Practically, what is it?
所以呢，我们每天的生活就将主的国度带到地上。
It's just us saying Amen to the Lord.
我们是向主说阿门。
Say Amen to the body.
我们向身体说阿门。
In every aspect of our daily living,
在我们生活的每一方面都是这样。
From the time that we wake up in the morning,
从我们早上醒来的时候
，to when we go to sleep at night,
一直到我们晚上上床睡觉。
We say to the Lord Amen.
我们向主说阿门。
Amen.
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 我非常享受周六晨星篇周六的经节周六的部分。
Yeah, here it says to pray means that we realize that by ourselves, with ourselves, and in ourselves, we are nothing.
祷告意味着说我们凭自己借自己并在自己中的时候，我们什么也不是。
Therefore, we do not want to do anything by ourselves. Instead, we want to do everything in God, with God, and through God.
Amen. 所以我们在自己里面，我们不要做什么。乃是我们一切都要凭着主，在主里面，并且借着主来做。
In the past few days, my dad is, you know, it's pretty ill, but he's in California.
在过去的几天里边，我的父亲在加州那边生病。
And I really felt that, Lord, you know, why are you doing this to me? You know, we are going to Taiwan to attend the Chinese-speaking conference for the first time, and my husband, you know, Brother R is going to go to Taiwan for the first time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 我在里面对主讲说，主为什么这样的事要临到我？我们明明有计划说，我和我的全家今年第一次去台北参加新春华语特会。
And I feel, Lord, you know, our vision needs to be enlarged.
Amen.
But then, you know, we sit like very distracted, and I just hear, like, pray to the Lord. Lord, what kind of lesson that I have to learn here?
但是因着这种压力，我就在主面前寻求说，主，我在这里要学的功课乃是什么？
Amen. But then I really encourage Lord that you know I cannot really do anything. You know all the situation just to force me to come back to Him and learn to live with Him and then to pray with Him and just pray the we pray ourselves to the Lord and then pray.The Lord to us.
Amen. 是我们学习在这样的压力下，我们自己来学习，把我们自己祷告到主的面前，也叫主可以祷告到我们的里面。
Amen. Also, the other towards the end, I was really touched. What is the central goal of prayer? The central goal of prayer is that.Is for God to have a glorious church.
Amen. 在信息靠后的部分，我特别摸着的是，信息中讲祷告的中心目的是什么？乃是神要得着一个荣耀的召会。
Amen.
So I feel that, Lord, by through all those outside circumstances, that, you know, even we pray maybe for, you know, some outward thing, but Lord, you know, just open my eyes that the central goal of the, all the things, and or even our prayer, is to have, so God can again a glorious church.
Amen. Yeah. 我就向主面前说，主，这经历一切外面的事情，求你开我的眼睛，叫我看见我们一切的祷告，我们一切的经历，乃是为着你能够得着一个荣耀的召会。
Every week we, after the young people's meeting, Carol and I, we usually talk about young people's sharing. So there was one week in company that, we talk about eventually we will be like God, right? And then he said, he asked young people about, you know, what do you think when we are like God, like in what aspect? And he said, young people say that then we will have power. and we can do whatever we want to do. So this week, if you look at the message, it says that, you know, because the church is the body of Christ, like the shepherd share, the position of the church is exactly the same as the Christ, that of Christ. Whatever the head is, the body also must be. Whatever the head has, the body also must have.
Amen.
So, you know, then you probably feel that, oh, I'm so powerful, I will be like God in this way, right? But actually, we also need to remember that the verse we just read, Philippians 2:8-10, what God did, you know, he humbled himself, right? And he was obedient even unto death, and he went on the cross for us. So, you know, the same way, you know, if we want to be like God, we also need to, you know, go through this process. I was very touched by brothers and sisters here that, you know, when we are united with God, it's not like we, you know, we can do whatever we want. Actually, on the contrast, is that we realize that we are nothing and we can do nothing. Without God, we just can't do anything. So that we need to pray. And I really encourage all young people, you remember the verse on Matthew 6:9-10. The two verses, actually those two verses are Lord Jesus' prayer. And those are the verses that I learned how to pray. What are the first two words? Our God. So when Lord Jesus prayed, he said, our God, your name, your kingdom, you know, instead of Lord, I have the power. Thank you that I can do this. I can do that. I remember that, you know, every day I pray for Eric. Now he's in Baltimore, right? And then I said, Lord, remember my son. Oh, Lord, you know that my son is in this situation, that situation. But then one day, the Lord reminded me, you should not pray this way. And I changed my prayer. I said, Lord, this is your son.
Amen.
He needs to live according to your heart's desire.
Amen.
A useful vessel.
Amen.
And when we pray for ourselves, I think we need to do the same way.
Amen.
I'm not saying that, you know, just like shepherds say, our people situations. Oh, Lord, what about my job? What about my family? We need to pray, Lord, what about your heart's desire?
Amen.
What about the church?
Amen.
What about what I can do to fulfill your will. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 在姊妹跟弟兄服侍这个青少年聚会的时候，他们问青少年一个问题，说我们都知道我们以后啊要像主啊，跟主一模一样，那这个到底是在哪个方面呢？然后那个青少年就回答了说，我们要跟主一样啊，有这个他的这个权柄，有他这个能力啊，好像很厉害的样子。但其实啊，我们这个青少年里面啊，就也是明确告诉我们说，是的啊，因为我们是他的身体，头有什么，身体就有什么，头在哪里，身体就在哪里。但是啊，这个不是为了我们好像很有权利这样来啊荣耀我们自己，这乃是说，比如说这个主他降卑自己，对不对？他经过了种种的这样的一个过程，那我们也要在这一点上呢与他示意。他在地上的时候，他没有寻求他自己的旨意， 他有一个祷告，就是马太福音六章九到十节，他说父啊，我们的父啊，这个我们在诸天上的父啊，你的名，你的国度，还有这个就是说他寻求的不是他自己，乃是寻求的父的这个旨意。对，你们，所以他说，当我们当姊妹为他的在包子某这个儿子祷告的时候，当我们为我们自己的需要的祷告的时候，我们不是说主啊，我需要这个，我需要那个，乃是说主啊，这个儿子是你的，我们现在这面这些事情是你的，愿你的旨意成就。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Because of this corporate meeting opportunity, we'd like to start the sharings of the past week's morning revival, and we'll continue to the next agenda we are heading to. In the next few minutes or so, I'm going to present, and I hope I can usher you into the church-suggested common practice.And I cannot deliver it by myself. So I invited my dear brother, Brother Peter, to co-work with me. Let's come over there. Now, I know, because we have, come on here. I need brother to co-work with me.
Listen, listen. 这个启动聚会，我们的陈一圣人的分享就暂停在这里。我们现在想，那个弟兄想要跟这个 Peter 弟兄一起啊，来带我们进入我们今年的建议我们的这个神人生活的操练。
So brothers and sisters, look at this. Brothers and sisters, the first item we have is the church suggested that you have individual practice of sanctifying.
弟兄姊妹，教会建议你们过圣别的生活。
Now, according to Exodus chapter 19.It shows a very vivid picture of what a sanctified life should look like.
出埃及记十九章给我们有一幅非常生动的图画，告诉我们圣别的生活是怎样的。
Now when God called upon Moses and lead Moses and the rest of the Israeli people out of Egypt and walk in the wonderland, what he can do into the wilderness, But God is with these people. And the people is without God. And then God started to give the revelation and show all of the glory, all of the God's glory to the God's chosen people. Then what? Then in verse, I think it's 10 or in the 14, it said, you should be sanctified.
Amen.
You shall be sanctified.
Amen.好，神借着摩西将以色列人带出埃及，带到旷野，在那里啊，神与他们同行，神也将他的荣耀显给他们。这个时候啊，在十九章的可能是第十节，神就对以色列人说：“你们要圣别。”
Now sanctify here means you need to separate. You need to be separated unto our God.
Amen.
Brother and sister, don't you think that doesn't make sense that?When you get up in the morning on the Lord's Day, and you come to our Lord's meeting and to worship Him, when all of the Spirit isn't a living of sanctifying.
Amen. 这以圣别的意思乃是分别，就是说我们从一切其他的事物分别出来，归向我们的主自己。弟兄姊妹，当我们在主日的早上，当我们起来的时候，我们乃是来到这里来用我们的全心、全魂跟全灵。向主来献上赞美的时候，这不是一种的圣别吗？
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the second common practice is the church service. Brothers and sisters, dear brothers and sisters, we have Levitical service, more than 20 items of Levitical service, and other services, children's service, okay, and other services. We urge you to pick up at least one.Item of the Levitical service or other services in our church. Amen.
Amen.
第二项就是说我们教会的服事，我们有差不多20项的这个日常的服事，还有其他的，比如说是这个儿童服事这样的服事。我们就希望每一位弟兄姊妹至少能够加入到一项的服事里面。
Amen. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, the next one is the practice to be vital.A practice to be revival.
Amen.
Each year, I believe brothers and sisters all come to say, well,
I've got to have a New Year resolution. Mm-hmm. I do not want to be the same, because our body, unfortunately, is degrading every single day.
Amen.
And then, according to the suggestion, according to the calling of Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, that we need to apply this law of revival, this law of resurrection, to apply a path into this source of newness.
Amen. Amen. 第三项乃是复兴的实行。弟兄姊妹，每到一年的时候，我们就会立各种的新年的目标。但是我们也知道啊，我们外面的人乃是日日在朽坏，所以我们就特别需要这种进入到这种复兴的律、复活的律里面，然后得着神啊作为我们这个这个新的这个源头。
Amen.
The burdens of our churches, brothers and sisters, we want you.We encourage you, we urge you to practice revival on a daily basis.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们恳求你在每一天的生活里面都来操练这样的复兴。
Amen.
Amen. Now, brother and sister, I'm not trying to catch your eyeball. I want to bring your attention to this.
Amen.
The spiritual companionship. I...cannot deliver this prophesying section without my dear brother Peter. Therefore, brother Peter, I am considering him as my spiritual companion at this time.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄说啊我在这里不是要来吸引你们的眼球，但是希望吸引你们的注意，因为啊，我在这里，在我自己，我就不可以这样子来讲这样一篇信息。我需要这个 Peter 弟兄来做我属灵的同伴。
Brother, sister, you need spiritual companionship.
弟兄姊妹，你需要属灵的同伴。
Without a spiritual companionship, you cannot walk long and stay long.
弟兄姊妹，没有属灵的崇拜，你就不能坚定持续的走下去。
You should have at least one special spiritual companion.
至少需要一位的属灵同伴。
So the best would be you have three spiritual companions.
最好是有三位。
One is the one you can tap into for resource.
一位呢是你可以得着帮助，得着供应。
And the other one you can walk and you can exercise side by side.And have to have a mutual encouragement. The other one is by picking up one saint or one gospel friend that you can shepherd.
再有一位呢，就是你可以牧养的，也许是出信的弟兄，或者是这个福音朋友。
Amen, brother.
Amen.
At least one spiritual companion.
Amen.
The best scenario will be three.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，阿门吗？最少有一位的福音朋友，最好属灵同伴，最好有三位。
Now, the heaviest burden and sincere burden from our church for the common practice is we want you to have a healthy diet.
Amen.
According to the Exodus.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们教会最重最真诚的负担还是我们要有一个健康的饮食，这是照着出埃及记的启示。
The people from Egypt, they have a worldly diet of Egypt. And during the course of next 40 years in the wilderness, they change their diet to a healthy diet.
Amen. 从埃及出来这些人呢，他们有这个埃及的饮食，他们也散发着埃及的味道。但是啊，在旷野的四十年，他们就更换了他们的饮食，来吃属天的玛拿。
First, more specifically, we encourage you to attend conferences and training, either locally or nationally, either domestically or internationally.
我们鼓励大家，首先就是要来参加我们这样的训练跟特会，不管是在当地还是在其他地方，甚至是在国外。
Now, the next one, we encourage you, according to your capacity and schedule, to steadfastly enter into the reading of Bible.
Amen. 我们建议大家照着我们的度量跟我们的时间要规律的并且持续的进入我们这样的在读圣经的这个操练。
I have known that many of my brothers and sisters are already entering into this practice, and then I encourage you to continue to do so, and I encourage more brothers and sisters enter into Bible reading practice.
Amen. 我们知道有些弟兄姊妹已经有这样的操练，我们鼓励大家能够坚定的持续，也希望更多的弟兄姊妹能够加入到这个里面。
Amen. And the last one is.The life study of Exodus.
Amen.
How many of you still haven't received the reminder email, WeChat, Lines, or any other incident communications of reminder to remind you to read the life studies of Exodus in the past week?
最后一项乃是这个出埃及记的生命读经。有没有哪位弟兄姊妹还没有从任何的渠道，包括邮件啊、微信啊，来收到我们的这个出埃及记生命读经的这个提醒呢？有没有还没有收到这样提醒，请举手。
If you still haven't, if you still haven't had the chance to receive the reminder, please let me or many of other serving brothers and sisters help. Now, starting from last week, we start to send out.Reminding email messages that we are entering into the pursuit of life studies of messages. We already have two messages, message one and two. Starting from today, we should receive the second email or instant message that will pursue message three and four.
Amen. 那上周我们已经发出了这个。生命读经第一篇跟第二篇的这个提醒，这周我们将要会发第三篇跟第四篇。
This is the encouragement. This is the burden that the church suggests that we practice in the common.
Okay. Amen. 这就是我们教会所鼓励大家进入的操练。Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 好，赞美主。Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。那个，我在这里 echo 一下这个弟兄的交通。
I just like to echo the fellowship of the brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个五项的这个操练，你想到一个什么图画？
Brothers and sisters, when you see these five exercises, what picture do you think of?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
弟兄讲，弟兄讲，出埃及，这个就是出埃及的这个五个以色列人所经历的。
This is experience that Israelites experienced in Exodus.
我们都是这个神已经拯救我们，我们已经过了红海了。
Amen. We all saved by God and passed the Red Sea. Amen.
那我们呢，被带到一个被从与世界分别的地方。
And we were led into a separate place from the world.
那个以前我们常讲这个旷野啊，是这个受试炼的地方。但是呢，借着这次的冬季训练，给我们看到，其实旷野从积极的意义来上，它乃是一个被圣洁的地方。
We often speak of wilderness as a place of testing, but this time, through Revelation, we see that wilderness is a separate place from the world.
所以这个第一点呢，就是讲到 sanctify, right? 被圣洁。
So the first point we talk about sanctified living.
Yeah. 所以我们是被主圣洁出来的。所以罗马书啊，这个十二章一节里面就讲到，弟兄们，你要把你们的身体献上，当作圣洁，并讨神喜悦的活祭。
So we are sanctified by our God. So in Roman.Paul says, brothers, let us be sanctified and let us sacrifice our body as the offering to God.
所以盼望今年呢，一开始我们就有这样一个祷告，主啊，你天天圣给我。
So let us have this prayer. The Lord, from the beginning of this year, we'd like to live in sanctify, please sanctify us every day.
我愿意啊，每天更新的奉献给你。
I'd like to offer to you renew every day.
Amen. 而且这个奉献知道他是说叫我们身体献上，所以这个是非常实际的啊，不是只嘴巴讲一讲我奉献给你。
So this offer not justOf speaking, but we need to sacrifice our body, which is very practical.
这个主耶稣在地上也是讲，他说啊，那些听了我的话又照着去行的，那就是啊，如同把房子啊建造在磐石上。
When the Lord is still in the earth, on the earth, he said, for those who listen to my word and practices it, just like building the house upon the rock.
明白。所以呢，你就要进入一些具体的操练了，是不是？那这个你从出埃及记里面看到，那第一个就是在饮食上面神来改变我们，所以我们需要也向主祷告，主啊，你要来改变我的饮食，我愿意与你配合，我愿意天天来拾取玛拿。
So we have to have some realistic practices. The first one is changing our diet. So I need to have the prayer, Lord, please change our diet, and so we can eat manna every single day.
明白，所以我们当中啊，这个玛拿太多了，是不是？我们啊，这个由这个解开的话，我们这个今年也愿意啊，弟兄姊妹们一同的来进入这个出埃及记的生命读经，然后借着神的话来进一步的来更新我们，也来供应我们。
So we have manna from the opening word of the Bible. So let us get into the life study of Exodus. So we can have the daily supply from the Lord.
那我们也有许多的这个机会，让我们的 vision 啊，帮我们的这个意向啊，再得到更新，就是这些借的这些特会，借的这些训练。
Then we have these opportunities from the conferences and trainings to expand and review our vision.
Amen. 那这个还有许多的，我们也可以进到这个侍奉里面。哎，你看到这个出埃及记里面，神在那里他建立了一个祭司的体系，他也有一个侍奉的体系在那里。啊，弟兄姊妹们，真是在主里面祷告，主啊，我至少要有份于一项的服事，一项这个属灵的服事，一项这个立位人的，就是这个事务上的服事。
Amen. And then when you enter into the services, we see the Lord, he gained the priesthood in Israelites. So we need at least have our part in the Levitical services and both in Levitical services and spiritual services.
那我特别有一点负担，讲一下这个祭司的侍奉。那你知道祭司以前他要做什么？他进到这个圣所里面，他要点灯烧香，是不是？那个点灯呢，就是什么？就是我们要来到读经啊，我们里面不能暗了，我们需要一直被神的话来光照。然后这个烧香呢，就是我们的祷告。
Amen. So I have heard it in priesthood services. You see priests enter into the holiness to light up the light and to burn the incense. The lighting of the light is to read the words of God so we can have light in us. And to burn the incense is to offer our prayer.
Amen. 那还有一个呢，就是歌唱。歌唱就是啊，赞美。每当我们主日来到一起的时候，每当我们聚集在一起的时候，每当我们诚心的时候，我们都要把我们的赞美的祭献给我们的神。
Amen. And also there's praises and singings. Where every time we come to the table of the Lord, we need to offer our praises to the Lord.
Amen. 那这现在我们讲了几项，像三项，是不是？Amen. Amen. 弟兄 ，remind 我一下，sanctify living, church service, right?
Service.
Yeah.
Revival.
Okay. Next.
Spiritual companion. 那我就把最后这个两项，这个 revival 和 spiritual companionship， 就是这个属灵同伴和这个我们的复兴，日日复兴，我再稍微交通一下。其实这两项呢，我这个。这个复兴啊，跟这个 spiritual companionship， 我们有一条路啊，在主会幕当中啊，其实非常蒙福的路。当然，我们个人需要在主面前有神圣的复兴。但是，你看在以色列人在埃及的时候啊，他其实更注重的是在什么？一个团体，从个人的对主的经历进到一个团体的经历。
This is a very blessed thing in Lord's recovery is to have a companionship. So you see in Exodus 1, people of Israel, they not only experience God in an individual way, they also experience God in a corporate way.
So, 弟兄姊妹们啊，我们每个人都需要有个属灵同伴。前面弟兄也讲了，这个至少一个，最好三个，是不是？
So each of us should have at least one spiritual companion. For the better part, we have three.
Amen. 和我们的同伴，我们可以来做什么呢？ 我们就可以进入这个复兴，层层的复兴。
And we experience revival daily with our spiritual companions.
我相信以色列人当时在这个旷野的时候，他们出去拾取玛拿的时候，不会只是一个人出去，他一定是团体的出去的。So
I do think when Israel people they go out and pick up the manna, they don't just go out individually, they go out in groups.
因为他那段时间他是有时间的。
Because they have the time.
Amen. I have a time limit too. Praise the Lord. 所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是在这个团体的事情上，这团体诚心的事情上，我们真的是需要把它认认真真的祷告在主的面前。如果我们没有，我们赶快真的是能够加入这样的这个诚心的操练。如果我们有了呢，我们也愿意更多的有拔刀，我们先到主的面前来，主啊，能够来遇见他。 遇见主还不单单是做一个这个诚心的事情，乃是让真正的在我们的诚心的时候，能够遇到我们这位主，然后借着他的话语呢，来得着更新，得着加力。明白？So
we need to pray regarding this, and we need to touch the Lord, and we need to see the Lord every morning, so that we can have a revival and supply from Him.
I know last week is the first week we start practice reading the life study of Exodus. But I understand, I heard, it's very, the saints who enter into it, they have a lot of enjoyment.
Amen.
So I would like to maybe take next 5 minutes for the saints who enjoyed in the last week about reading the life study of Exodus and give some testimony.
Amen. 所以呢，我们要剩下的5分钟的时间啊，请这个有享受的弟兄姊妹给我们分享一下。
I take the first 30 seconds.
Amen.
Well, I was wondering, I was waiting for this life study reminders of Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. I was very much tied up in a very, very bad situation. And then, while I was waiting anxiously with those clean room shoes, and then. Suddenly, an email message came. This email message reminded me, hey brother, there is a life study, there's a life study pursuit of two messages, message one and message two. And I quickly entered into the message two. And immediately, I was pumped up.
Amen.
The highest enjoyment of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In this life study. Okay, thank you, brothers and sisters, for your dedication to serve.
Amen.
Amen.
在这个周三的下午，刘森弟兄在这里着急的等待这个出埃及记的这个信息什么时候发过来？当时他也是在一种这个困惑的这个情形里面，还穿着这个叫什么？ Clean room 的那个衣服做实验的这个衣服，但是他一看这个信息来了，他一见到这个信息里面，立刻他就被充满，他就进到这主这个丰富的享受里面。
So, you know that in Exodus, Pharaoh ordered all the male babies to be killed, and then he said, keep the female. So this is because the male life represents the life for God's purpose, but the female life represents the life for man's pleasure.
Amen.
And the Old Testament begins with Satan tricking Eve into partaking of the fruit. But I enjoy that the New Testament begins with the angel visiting Mary to bring forth Christ.
Amen.
And then when Christ was crucified, there were at least two Marys there. And then Christ resurrected, and the first person he appeared to was Mary the Magdalene.
Amen.
So I enjoy that when we give ourselves to be used by God, the enemy is put to shame.
Amen.
Amen. 在出埃及记里面特别讲到说法老命令要杀死希伯来人一切的男孩，因为在圣经里男孩预表着为着神的生命，而女孩就预表着为着享乐的生命。在圣经的开始讲到蛇界的欺骗女人是堕落进入到了人的里面，但是在新约的开始却讲到神借着天使向一个女人的显现带进了耶稣基督。所以我特别享受的是，当我们把自己奉献给主的时候，我们就成为对他有用的生命。
Amen.
So I've been reading the life study with PGIE and Esther, and it's really been enjoyable because even though we really have pretty busy schedules, like I have a lot of night classes, we still find time to be able to read together. And so I really enjoyed, so far what I've read was that, you know, the Israelites didn't leave, like, individually, but they left, like, in a group. And, you know, like, you know, the church is a corporate matter. Like, we have to do everything. Like, we should do a lot of things together because this is sort of building up the church.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that. You know, this reading, you could do it individually, but you could also do it corporately.
Amen.
You know, when you read with one or two saints, like, you are able to, you know, enjoy way more than what you can read alone.
Amen.
And, of course, you should do your own reading, but, like, I really enjoyed that. This corporate reading is also building me up. And
amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord！
像周乃是跟这个平心阿姨还有其他那个姊妹，我们一起来追求，因为这个以色列人他们得救啊，也是团体的得救。所以你虽然自己读很有享受，但是你如果啊跟这个用姊妹团体来追求啊，又更有享受。
明白？
明
白 ？I was reading First Thessalonians. First Thessalonians 5:23, and the God of peace Himself sanctify you wholly.And may your spirit and soul and body preserve complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when I'm reading Exodus message, it reminds me that Abraham was preserved. He was sanctified. For what? For Exodus. For the Israel.
Israel.
See, and Abraham actually enjoyed.Experience individually the Lord.
Amen.
Right? That he was preserved. Otherwise, Jacob and Israel would not be king. The same as the Lord preserved us.
Amen.
Preserved me from so many accidents that I had when I was a kid.
Amen.
For my kids to come be in the church.
Amen.
And now he has preserved us to enjoy Exodus, like the type of the church.
Amen.
The corporate experience.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what it is.Over service for.
Amen.
And I learned from this reading. I really encourage you to read this because if you look at here, I mean, I read it, but I also heard it again in my car when I was coming. I've been going through this week, like it was having a brother with, they broke into my store, they broke the glasses and all of that. But I was telling my neighbors, they were all worried. I said, you know what? We must bless everyone who persecuted us. And they were all worried, but the Lord is so good because He blesses today more than ever.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is gracious.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 其实去年那一年我们就是在追求教师季，那么从今年年就元旦那天开始，我就开始念那个教师季，然后念完以后结果接下来是出埃及记，就在这个时候就是说我们有当时我昨天就是早就把那个 link 给我们，所以我们像没有像林师弟兄那样等到礼拜三，所以我们礼拜一就所以我在这个时候我就觉得就是说我们有一个点就很开始我的，就是说其实虽然每一周给我两篇，但是我不是说我们听一遍或看一遍就够了，其实给我们两篇我们每天都可以听，每天都可以看，就像那个我们礼拜五交通的时候那个修身姊妹讲，他说中文看一遍，英文看一遍，所以在每一遍过程当中，其实我听了大概我听了第三遍，但每一遍给我的感觉都不一样。就是说每一遍的感觉就是一开始第一遍也许说你只给了一个大致的轮廓，然后第二遍的时候也你会有更多的细节，第三遍的时候你有更多的得着，所以就像那个就像这个是吴先生讲的，其实在那个创世纪里面他就讲的比较就讲一个人，然后他是比较讲的比较简单，但是在出埃及记里面他就讲的团体，然后他就讲的比较细致周到，所以在我们在读过程当中也是一样，就是读一遍第二遍第三遍的时候，我们 就会有更多的得着。所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹们，就是说我们每周只有两天，但是我们说读两遍就够。
30 seconds for the, yeah, the sharing after that. Yeah. You want to 15 seconds to summarize.
Amen, amen. Yes, so the brother received the two messages on Monday. So he entered into the richness of the messages early on. So his word is, we don't need to read it just for once. Mm-hmm. We can read it many times. He read it three times, and every time he got into more detail and more the burden and the enjoyment
amen.
Of the message.
Right.
Amen.
他讲到那个我们为什么会在世界上劳苦，我们越爱世界这个麻烦就来了。以色列人在埃及做工就是因为他们爱这世界，所以法老就是一直把重担加给他，所以我们需要转回来，回到那个主里面，那我们这个重担就是一身轻。那我就是太享受，所以我就读到后面了。那这个星期预告他讲到我的生命是信靠主的生命，让主得满足的，所以用
I really enjoyed the point that when we are in the world, we are chained by worldly burden. But whenever we turn to the Lord, we are free. So, and we need to enter into this world, and we need to enter free.
Amen. Amen. So I really enjoyed this week that Genesis and Exodus have such a huge contrast between them. And like, for example, in Genesis, there's a lot about the individual aspect of our Christian life, like with Abraham and Jacob. But in Exodus, there's a lot about the corporate aspect. And what I really enjoyed was that these are actually both just two different aspects to our Christian life and how we should enjoy them both. Praise the Lord for the life study of Exodus. I really, actually reading with Ben during the week was a highlight of my week. And one of the things that I was impressed with in message two was actually in a world where being enslaved and God's people were being put to death. And so actually the male life was being killed, the life for God's purpose, and the female life was being promoted. So we need to preserve the male life and be those who keep this life for God's purpose.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, for whoever we are already into the life study of Exodus or even back from the life study of Genesis, I just have one encouraging word. Be ready for the fight. This is because I started entering into the life study for some time ago. At the very beginning, I feel fresh every morning, feel fresh every day. But when you continually do this for maybe weeks or months, you start to get tired. Because sometimes we our spirit is depressed by our mind. So we have to fight to enter into the spirit, to exercise our spirit. So brothers and sisters, be ready for the fight and endure. Amen.
感谢主啊，是那个密码主任说，这个我们是职业妇女，那就是 housewife， 知道吗？特别忙，很多事情就说忙啊忙啊，没有时间来读。那今年一直感谢主了，弟兄回来以后，他一直给我们家里要应该进入。那经过这两周的这两篇信息的进入，我觉得真是这个出埃及记那个生命读经呢，真是它是那个创世纪生命读经的那个继续。那越读还觉得越有味，余味未穷。所以我觉得呢，就是鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹，我觉得都要进入。
Amen. I used to be very busy and I cannot find the time to read messages. But now I really enjoy that the life study of Exodus is a continuation of the life study of Genesis. And then the more I get into it, the more I feel the flavor, the enjoyment of the message.
Amen.
感谢主啊！我读这个出埃及记生命读经，我已经进到第16遍。我就觉得主很需要主的话来加强我，因为我觉得出埃及记不仅是讲到说我们是从这个世界出来，然后 但是呢，我们是从这个受奴役的里面啊，法老的这个奴役之下出来。神呢，更是要带我们经过旷野，就是与这个世界有分别。然后最终的目标呢，就是带我们进到这个迦南美地，啊，就是享受这位包罗万有的基督啊。之中呢，他要借着我们的闪受呢，来建立他的国度。那我每次阅读呢，我就觉得主用他的话一直在加强我，因为我觉得我们都知道我们已经蒙救赎了，我们已经蒙神的宝血洗净了，那我们的救恩呢也是一直在逐步的往前，但是我常常觉得我自己会起起伏伏，就是高高低低，那常常那这一次我就觉得说这个读出来自己呢，就让我对神的救恩就更有把握，就觉得神的国呢，他必定会降临的，他的旨意呢，也必定会成就。神的话呢，就是他是那位我是，那我们都不是，那他是那位昔是今是以后永世的那一位，那他的话呢，坚定在天，他必定要成就。虽然呢，所以我们实在不需要看我们个人的情形，我们的光景，我们需要相信神的话，与神的话配合，最终我们会成为神的那个荣耀的彰显，成为他那个团体的幸福。
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, in my personal Christian life, I got a lot of up and downs. But, in reading the life study of Exodus, I got to message 16. I saw that no matter how many ups and downs the Israelites, experienced, God still is faithful in saving them out of the usurpation in Egypt and all the way through the wilderness into the good land of Canaan. So, by this message, I got really encouraged and strengthened my faith towards God's salvation.
Amen. Amen.
So, if we still have time, I believe we will have many, many more testimonies.
Amen.
But, so, brothers and sisters, two messages a week.
Amen.
Exodus. Life study.
Amen.
Okay, let's all enter into it.
Amen.
And reminding or not, we will enter into the life study of Exodus.
Amen.
Amen. Can you time me for 2 minutes? Okay, so next I will just briefly fellowship about the specific goals for the church. Right? So a very, very, we will put this in the church website, also in the prayer list, so that we will know. Just very quickly, Lord say our goal is 180. Okay, last year we have 160, we have 10% increase.
Amen.
Small group 200.
Amen.
Prayer meeting, last year our goal is 50, and then we only about little more than 40, about 40. This year our goal is 60.
Amen.
This year our goal is 60.
Amen.
You will say, Brother Chen, if we cannot reach 50, how can we set a goal for 60?
Lord can do it.
Lord can do it. So it's not our human calculation. Lord Jesus, we give this goal to you. So saints, present your body to the prayer meeting. Lift up our prayer so that we can pray Lord's prayer. So I just want to make sure the saints, we all up to the challenge of this goal. Okay? 60. Amen. We will have more fellowship on this. And then the baptism, we have a 55 still for this year. And small group increase 2. And district, we still want to target for 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
I feel very enjoyable.
Amen.
As the whole church are gearing up, entering into the enjoyment of life study of Exodus. I had a feeling to share with you that as we will be entering into the riches of life study Exodus, you must see we are a special people to God.
Amen.
Exodus 19. I hope these two verses, you write it down. You go home to study, to read a little bit. which is Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6, and then corresponding to Hebrews 12:10. In God's eye, saints, He treated us like He treated the people of Israel. They are His personal treasure. Brother and sister, do you realize you and I are God's personal treasure?
Amen.
May the God open your eye to see you and I are so special to Him. And His heart's desire is to lead His people out of Egypt.
Amen.
And I hope you will see this, the reason Jehovah God do so many things, we call it in the book of Exodus, is because He wants to bring His people out of Egypt.
Amen.
And Egypt typified by world. World is the usurping scheme of Satan.
Amen.
So this view must be your controlling vision.
Amen.
While you are reading the book of Exodus.
Amen.
We are His special people.
Amen.
And He has a purpose on us. He needs to lead us out of Egypt and enter into the good land.
Amen.
And good land to serve Him.
Amen.
Because we are His special people, therefore, He needs to deal with us. Throughout the entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, keep on telling us, God is holy.
Amen.
Because we are His special people.
Right.
So He has to make us also holy.
Amen.
That's why the brother used the term sanctified. He will not let us go when we are not in His holiness. In other words, in our living, if we are not sanctified, He will deal with us. Hebrews 12:10. The Holy Spirit, the reason He deals with us, because we may be part of His holiness.
Amen.
So saints, in order for us to match His holiness, our living becomes so crucial. If our living cannot be sanctified, then He has no way on us. All the common practice the brother mentioned here, brother and sister, is to help us to have a sanctified living.
Amen.
Think about it. Why you need to have a morning revival? Why you need to have a special, a spiritual companionship? Why? It's to have your living be sanctified.
Amen.
Only when our living is sanctified, then we can be His holy nation and can become the kingdom of priests.
Amen.
This is what God's desire.
Amen.
So saints, I hope you see this. Your living and my living are so crucial to His God, to God's economy.
Amen.
And today, Satan's tactic is to destroy our living.
Right.
As long as he can make our living messy, laziness in doing things, then he's already succeeded.
Yes.
Thanks. I hope you and I have this alert in our heart,
yes,
in your spirit.
Amen.
And you can have a vow to God. Lord, 2015, I would like to have a new start.
Amen.
In my daily living.
Amen.
I want to be revived.
Amen.
If you don't have that kind of heart's desire, the Lord can't do nothing. Saints, no matter how much church try to encourage you,
If you don't have that desire, then the Lord has no way on you. And his heart desire will be delayed. May the Lord really really open our eyes.
Amen.
And really stir us up to be raised up to consecrate our daily living to Him.
Amen.
Saint, continue to read the life study message.
Amen.
And I hope when Judy and I will come back on July, and would like to hear you more how you enjoy the riches of God's word.
Amen.
And may God bless us.
Amen.
Bless every one of us.
Amen.
Loving Him, pursuing Him, and be His holy nation on the earth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for your life, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, preserve us, Lord.
Amen.
Sanctify us, holy Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, yes. Thank you for this fellowship this morning.
Amen.
Lord, we want to answer your calling.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
We want to have a healthy diet.
Amen.
We also want to be a holy.
Amen.
Lord, we want to partake your holiness.
Amen.
Lord, sanctify our daily living.
Amen.
Lord, we give our daily living to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
We open to you.
Amen.
Be with us, Lord.
Amen.
With us, Lord.
Amen.
From our daily living.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
We pray to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you for your opening word.
Amen.
The word of yourself, of your heart desire.
Amen.
Lord, lead us get into this word.
Amen.
Your grace to keep us moving on, Lord.
Amen.
We want to move on.
Amen.
We want to stand still.
Amen.
Desire.
Amen.
Sanctify.
Amen.
Don't sanctify us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for the church.
Amen.
We stand in your ascension with you.
Amen.
You have overcome every negative thing.
Amen.
You have defeated Satan.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to bless every saint.
Amen.
Oh, sanctify our living.
Amen.
Gain our living.
Amen.
Send us into our inner man.
Amen.
That our inner man can be strong.
Amen.
We will stir up.
Amen.
We will be revived.
Amen.
Pursue you, Lord.
Amen.
Get us in 2015.
Amen.
Bless your church, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we stop our prophesying meeting now.
Amen.
And I heard a meal service, food service suggestion. Go to pick up your food.